disagreement with the Ramah regarding the nature of the din of Tom Kiker.
Rishach was in disagreement with the Ramah regarding the nature of the din of Tom Kiker, that according to the Shach, whenever the Yisr is nice and calm in the Heter, that's considered Nikar HaYisr. And so that's why the Shach said it certainly goes Basa Taima. It does make sense like the Ramah to say you go Basa Shma. And the Ramah said, no, that's not the Pshat. Just because you can taste it, that's not called Nikar HaYisr. Nikar HaYisr, you have to be able to see it. It's a special din that when you have Nim, Shein, Amino, you need a bigger rive. A rive of 51% is not sufficient, you need a bigger rive. And the rive usually corresponds to Nesinas Tam. But if it's going to be, let's say it would be Mim Bemino in Basa Shma, but the timing are different, so the Ramah says that that's Mim Bemino, so it's Batal B'Rive Menatar. You don't need Shishim over there. If it'll be Mim Mishein Amino in Basa Shma, so then you Koveya, you say Tam Kike, you need a bigger Shishim, you need a bigger rive. So then it will depend on the Nesina stuff. Fine. So the Shach insisted that the vort of Tam Ki Iker means that whenever there's Nesina stam, it's considered as if the Yisur is Bien. So that's why the Shach explains here in Sivkot and Hay, as well as later in Simen Tzadik Tes, that there is a problem of Chayz Venir. Chayz Venir is like this. Let's say there was some Chazer Shmaltz fell into a pot of soup and his bottle B'Shishim. And then I put the soup, I'm allowed to drink the soup, but then I put the soup in the refrigerator, so the chazer schmaltz, the schmaltz will rise to the top. So the schmaltz rose to the top, so now it's nicker, so it's bien. So of course it's going to be awesome. So the shach says, dinami, let's say a little bit of treifus fell into a pot of kosher soup, and it's bottle b'shishim, no data room is bottle b'shishim, then another little bit of the same isa falls in, and now, together with what fell in before, what fell in now it's Nikar HaTam. Now I can taste the treifus. So the Shach says, of course you're going to say Chayze Benir. Because the Shach goes L'shitosa, whenever there's Nesinas Tam, it's Nikar HaYisr. So that's like a Moshal Amal Davadayma, like if the Shmaltz rises to the top when you put it in the refrigerator. It's Chayze Benikar HaYisr. And then the Shach added on, Mishem the Rishonim. Here he just reviews it again, as if Kotten Hay, Tzadik Dal, Siv Kotten Hay. What he wrote there, Barichas in Tzadik Tes, that if you have a taruvus of min b'minai, and menatoris bottle b'roiv, it's only with the rabbanon that you need shishim. So the reason why you need shishim with the rabbanon is the gzera min b'minai to min b'shein aminai. So that means that with the rabbanon we consider it, we make believe as if there's nesinas tam by the min b'minai. So if there would have been nesinas tam, would have been nikar hoyisur. So with the rabbanon they made gzera that you consider the min b'minai as if there's also nesinas tam. So you consider it as if it's nikar hoyisur. Means, if you, let's say you had shishim, an iser falls into hetem min b'mino, and you have shishim, and it became bottle. Then another little bit of iser falls in, and it's all min b'mino. So you don't taste anything anyway. But with the rabbanon, the whole reason why you need shishim by min b'mino is because we consider it as if you have nesinas tam zera to min b'shein b'mino. So you treat it as if there were nesinas tam. If there would have been nesinas tam, it's nikar ha'iser. So nikar iser, of course, you're going to say chayze b'nir. So that's what the shach says over here. He makes a comment on the Loshan HaMechaber and Siv Beis, and Sadiq Dalvat Siv Beis. Mechaber says, Tocha v'sakaf pamayim, if it's noida hataruvis, then there's bitl. We learned yesterday, noida hataruvis, so there's bitl. So then the first time the kaf was placed in and stirred the food, so noida hataruvis has bitl already. Then when you pulled it out, maybe it became bas v'cholov. We worked on it yesterday, so then you, Tocha v'sakaf pam shniya, so then all you need is the same shishim. But if lo noida bintayim, so the first time it wasn't this bottle, then you're going to need 120. Then you need pamayim shishim. So the shach is bothered with a kasha, even if it would have been noida tarubis, and the first time it would be bottle, but now you put the kaf in the second time, so you should say chayz v'nir. Because he paskin in Simen Tzadik Tes, he always say chayz v'nir. So he answers, no. The whole vort of Chayz V'nir is based on the assumption that Tam Kik and Nesinas Tam is considered like Nikar HaYisr. It's like Lamash Almaz Avadayim, if you put it in the refrigerator and the Treifus Shmaltz rises to the top. But over here, the worst you can have is a kaf full of cholov. He said, the Shach says, imagine as if the whole kaf wouldn't be a spoon at all, the thing would be a chunk of cheese. The whole thing would be a shtik cholov. So all you need is shishim against becholov. It can't be monasin astam. Then the volume of a kaf of cholov, it can't be worse. Al pi cheshbon, it could be worse over here. Maybe the first time that didn't come an afik minais, and maybe the whole volume of the kaf was all cholov. So misofik, you have to measure shishim kenegdot. And maybe that's not what happened. Maybe you have to imagine the worst possible scenario, that a little cholov remained behind, and a lot of basar from the soup, fleshy the soup, went into the kaf, and that became basar b'cholov, because mechaba holds you do say chatichanas levela by balua. The Ramah says here, Ramah is chelik over here. So then now you need shishim pam shniya keneged the basar b'cholov. So the shach says it doesn't make sense to say over here chayzer the near, and therefore you need shishim twice. You need shishim against both times. It can't be worse than having, instead of having a kaf, just to have a chunk of cheese, to have a whole thing of bisot cholov. That's the shach. He's just reviewing what he wrote in Simen Tzadik Tes about the idea behind chayzer v'nir. So that's an important shach. Then there's an important pischei tshuva here. We already discussed this in Katan Hay, and the normal, the regular standard editions that are there is page 416. So the pischei tshuva quotes the machlokes achreinim that it says in Hilchas Pesach in Arachayim. The Mechaber quotes from the Yerushalmi that chametz is also lahachlo chametz afilu the behemas efka. You're not allowed to even feed a behemas efka chametz. So that's a machlokes achreinim. Is that only a special din of by chametz, a special gzeres hakosav of chametz, or does it apply to all yisurei hana? Whenever I feed an animal anything that's awesome hana, so that's considered a violation. That's considered about getting hana from the yisurei hana. So that's a machlokes, and he quotes many achreinim are of the opinion. It's only a din hamiyuchad lePesach. A kapan, at least on Pesach. Let's say we mentioned when we first started Hilchas Basar B'cholov, so we were talking about what constitutes a violation of Yisuri Hanoh. What are examples of Yisuri Hanoh? If you sell it and you get paid money, that's a machlokes. Whether that's a nisa Hanoh, is that a violation of Yisuri Hanoh min haTorah min haRabbanan? So we spoke about this lahachal behemas efka. But a kapan by Pesach itself. So let's say a person is a nurse in a hospital. And part of their job is to give the food to the patients. So that so if it's a Jewish patient and you're giving them tray for food, so it's a dion of lifnei v'lesitei michshol. Unless it's b'chadei v'denara and the person is a mummer. That's a question. A person is in the hospital. Is that really a chadei v'denara? They can get food on their own. They can call on the telephone and order some food from the local store. Maybe it's also a chadei v'denara. Possibly. But let's say the patient in the hospital is a nochri, and the nurse is serving them chametz v'gef food. So it could be that that's the same as also l'achilul l'klovim. L'achilul l'klovim doesn't mean I shove it down the throat. L'achilul l'klovim means I put it in front of the caliph, and the caliph eats it. So if the nurse in the hospital delivers the food to the patients, and she gives them chametz, even though they're non-Jewish patients, we were discussing if I drive a truck, I'm a truck driver, and the Gemara says the last parak of it is I'm a truck driver, and I deliver stam yenim. That's also mano. So they don't pay me to drive an empty truck. They only pay me to drive a truck to deliver the stam yenim. So the Gemara says that's considered getting hano from the stam yenim. So let's say if I'm a waiter in a restaurant and they pay me for giving the food to the customers, and there are customers come on Pesach, I trade for a restaurant, and the customers come on Pesach, and I give them chametz. So I give them isuri hano. So if I'm getting paid for serving Yisuri HaNoah, so that's like the truck driver who gets paid for delivering the Yisuri HaNoah. That's also Mitam HaNoah. The nurse in the hospital probably gets, you have to ascertain. Does the nurse get paid more because she serves the food? Would she get paid the same amount if she just takes care of the medical needs of the patient? She wouldn't serve the food? See, if she gets paid extra for serving the food, that's part of a job. So then she's getting salary for serving Yisuri HaNoah. So that's like the truck driver getting paid for delivering this yarn, and that's chametz. But even if it's such a nurse, she really has she gets the same salary whether she serves food or not. She can really ask someone else to serve the food. She's going to get the same salary. She gets paid salary for a server, for functioning as a nurse, for taking care of the medical needs. And serving the food she does on her own. But it could still be also because it is din. Also lachil chametz afilu lebehemas hefker. So that's an important pischei tshuva. By chametz bepesach, for sure it's also. That's the Yerushalmi, the original Yerushalmi that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mekor Chaim, that's the Nesibis, and his Chibah and Aruch Chaim understood that it's Dafka B'chametz B'Pesach, not B'Shar Yisur, M'chein Kosov HaGroa B'Biuroi, The Rambam Gaon also holds that it's only Chametz BePesach, and other Rachmanim hold that it even applies to Shari Surim as well. Yesterday we were talking about the Shach in Sivkot Nechor Beis. We spoke about that's on page 418 in the standard edition. We discussed the second half of the Shach, the last seven lines. Od Kasev Abes Yosef, that was the Machlekes of Yosef Kar on the Shach. When you cook Basar B'Cholov, and then this falls into a pot and you don't have Shishim, and now part of that falls into another pot, is that called Chanan B'Sharisim? Is that called Chanan B'Basar B'Cholov? So the B'Sharisim said, that's Chanan B'Basar B'Cholov. Everybody's masking that there's Chanan B'Basar B'Cholov. And the Shach is masking. It doesn't make any sense. So that was the second half of that Shach. I forgot to speak about the first half. That's the larger half. So the first half, the Shach is masig on the Taisus Yom Tov wrote a chibur on the Rosh that in our editions is referred to as the Madani Yom Tov, but originally it was referred to as the Madani Melech. So the Shach had the original edition. Then they put him in prison, put the Taisus Yom Tov in prison because they had someone masig that he's a Morbe Malchus, he's declaring himself as the Melech, and he called the Sefer Madani Melech. So he had to change the type of the Sefer. It's called Madani Yom Tov now. And it was called originally Lechem Chamudas because you put the Lechem Oil al Shulchan Malachim. He's a Melech, and so he had to call it Dibri Chamudas instead of Lechem Chamudas. So the Shach always refers to it with the original name, Madani Melech. So it's two lines above the parenthesis, V'achim Mashma Lehedim Dibri Arash. So he said, Seif Madani Melech, he says, points out, the Rosh obviously holds Chanan Bishari Surim. Why? Because the Rosh writes this chumer from the Sefer HaTrumah. The Sefer HaTrumah says, if you cook treifas in a pot, and then later on, within 24 hours, you cook kosher food, so it's a kli ben yomo, so it makes treif the kosher food. What if I cook treifas in the pot, and then chimam b'mayim 10 hours later, and I pour out the water? So the water's treif, chimam b'mayim, the water's treif. And then, it's 24 hours have gone by since I cooked the treifas, but it's within 24 hours since chimam b'mayim. So that's the chiddush of the Sefer HaTrumas. You have to measure now 24 hours, Mishas Chimam Hamayim. So what in the world is that based on? So the Taisus Yom Tov understood that that's based on Chanan B'Shari Sur. That since the water was cooked in the pot 10 hours after cooking the treifas, and the treif, I believe, was still Ben Yomo, and it makes treif the water, now all the water has the tarubas of the treifas. So now if this water is going to fall in somewhere else, you're going to need shishim keneged the whole volume of the water. It's not enough shishim keneged the isa shabo. That's the halach v'chanan b'shari surim. So hu adinami, if the treifa shabo will be ena ben yomo, but the water will be ben yomo. Let's say this treifa water will be chazav and nivla back into the pot. I cook treifas in a pot, and I pour out all the treifas. I washed out the pot. It's clean, but I didn't kashu it. Then 10 hours after cooking the treifas, I cook water, and I pour out the water. When I cooked the water, there was no shishim in the water against the treif of Liya. So all the water became treif. There's nothing to prevent the water from being chayzev and nivla, so it gets nivla back into the pot. Now I pour out all the water. But what was nivla back into the pot, in another 14 hours, the treif of Liya will become nice and tam levgam. But the water will still be nice and tam leshvach for another 24 hours after the shas chimam amayim. So that's the halacha of Chanan B'Shari Surim. That it's not enough just to be mevatel the tam ha'iser that's mixed into the head. You have to be mevatel the whole head. So that's what the Taisus Yom Tov understood, that the din of that's the Sefer HaTrumas. Sefer HaTrumah. The two different. The Sefer HaTrumah is the Bala Taisus, the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Taisus. Then there's a Sefer HaTrumos by a Talmud of the Ramban. That's on Chol Shemishpat, on Hilchos Toras. Much of the Chosh Mishpat is based on the Sefer HaTrumos, the Talmud of the Ramban. And this is the Sefer HaTrumah. That's the first line in the Shach Chav Beis. Zeh Lashon HaTur. Because of the Sefer HaTrumah, not Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumah from the Rabbeinu Baruch. So the Taisus Yom Tov understood that this din of the Sefer HaTrumah, that you have to wait 24 hours after the Chimam HaMayim to be considered Nos and Tam Levgam, is obviously based on Chaticha Nasim Ele B'Shari Surim. So even though it's 24, if you would only have to be mevatel the Tam HaIsur, no, the Tam HaIsur is already nosen Tam Levgam. It was sitting in the Chayis HaSakdera for 24 hours. But because you have to be mevatel also the carrier of the yisur, so you got to wait 24 hours after the chima mamai. So the Taisis Yontev is masik on the tour that the Rosh quotes the din of the Sefer Atruma. So that's a dead giveaway that the Rosh holds Chanan Mishari Surim. So how can the tour paskin not so? The tour paskins like the Rof HaRishonim that you don't say Chanan Mishari Surim. How does he paskin against the father? He didn't realize that the Rosh says Beferish that you say Chanan Mishari Surim. So the Shach is masik on this Taisis Yontev that he's wrong. This din of this the Sefer Atruma doesn't hold Chanan Mishari Surim either. It's Mefurish, he says. Sefer Atruma holds like the Rabbein Ephraim. The Rav HaRishonim holds like the Rabbein Ephraim. He doesn't hold Chanan Mishari Surim. The din of the Sefer Atruma is based on a different word. The Shach repeats it a few times. This is one of the times studied. Dalid, the first half of Chabez. He says, when do you say a bli on the pot becomes nice and tam b'gam if it sits 24 hours straight in the Chayas HaSagdera? But if it sits for 10 hours in the Chayas HaSagdera, then it comes out and it takes a shower. It starts, the bli starts swimming around in the mayim. And then it goes back in and it sits there in prison in the Chayas HaSagdera for another 15 hours. So the Shach says you can't add up 10 hours before and 15 hours from later, you got 25 hours. No, it had a refresher in between. It took a shower in between. So since it was refreshed in between, that's why the Sefer HaTruma says you have to calculate, you have to measure the 24 hours, Mishas Chima Mamai. It's not because you have to be Mevatel Mamai. We don't paskin like that. That's the Machlokes, the Rabbei Natam and the Rashbam. By Melech HaBalua Midam. If you have Dam as Balua and Melech, so we paskin Chanan Mishari Surim. So even though I know how much Dam it is, let's say it's a teaspoon of Dam, and it's 5 teaspoons of Melech. So we paskin Chanan Mishari Surim. It's not enough to have Shishim Keneged, 1 teaspoon of the Dam. You have to have Shishim Keneged, the 5 teaspoons of the Melech. But then there's a Machlek, the Rashbam, the Rabbi Natam. Is that enough that you have Shishim Keneged, the volume of the Melech? You should say Melech has avida le time if his loy batla afilu b'shishim. Shishim shouldn't even help. So that's what the Rashbam holds. That Chanan Mishari Surim means you have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisur. And the Rabbi Natam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is against that. There's no halacha you have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisur. It's just a din in calculation of the shishim. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the yisur. But you don't have to be mevatel the carrier of the yisur. Even if the carrier of the yisur is an avida le time, you don't have to be mevatel it. So that's over here. The pshat that the Taisis Yontev interpreted in the Sefer HaTruma, that the reason why Chimam Bamayim, you have to measure Chof Dalet Shoyis from the Shas Chimam Bamayim, you don't measure from the Shas Bishol Ha'isr. So the Taisis Yontev understood that it's based on Chanan Mishari Surim. What does it help Chanan Mishari Surim? What is he talking about? He the Taisis Yontev, Madani Yontev, he understood. We're okay?
Is Rav on key?
Yeah, everything's okay? Okay. So the Tazis Yantif thought, Tazis Yantif understood, the Madani Yantif, that the Bliya sits in the Charis of Sagdera for 10 hours. Then Chima Bamayim, the tray for Bliya goes into the water and it goes back in. Nothing prevented it from going back in. And you didn't have Shishim. So the pot is like the tray. So now the Bliya is going to sit in the Charis HaSagdera another 15 hours. So 10 hours and 15 hours, even though it wasn't Ritzufim, makes the tray for Bliya nice and Tam Levgam. But the water is not, the water wasn't sitting for 24 hours. So since the water wasn't sitting for 24 hours, and Chanan Bishari Surim means you have to be Mevatel the carrier of the Yisr. He understood like the Rashbam, not like the Rabbein Natam. You have to be Mevatel the carrier of the Yisr. So since the carrier of the Yisr is still less than Tam Neshmach, so it's not going to be, it's still going to be considered Ben Yomo. The Pashtus is, that's not, that Pshat is not accepted. We don't pass like that. That's exactly the din of Melech HaBalua Midam. So that's why the Shach is Masig on the Madani Melech. He says that it's not correct. Well, I am Arati Asav Daitai. He says the Taisis Yontev is wrong. Adava Barakidu Pirashti. Is the Beferish, not like the Taisis Yontev said. That's his Hasog. So the first half of Chav Beis is also important. Then yesterday we were learning Sif Zayin in Tzadik Dalet, that's on page Reish Yudam and Aleph, and then we learned Sif Ches. So Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, everything's a Yotzei Min HaKlal all of a sudden. You have in Sif Zayin, you're cutting burning hot flesh with a tray for knife, cutting bird and have flesh with a milchig knife, okay? So state kol chatir chasur, whole piece of flesh is trade. How can it be the whole piece of flesh is trade? It should ask it, could they klipa, could they natila, what's that, how does it become the whole piece is trade? So the normally should be, the maximum should be kedei natila, maybe only kedei klipa. So the shach gives a pshat and chavzayin, no, saduch yedis hakino, but zero of the fact that it's burning hot, makes the b'liya kedei kula. So siv zayin is a yetzim min hakla. Then you look in sifches, so it says if you have cheese, falls on a trefer, cheese falls on a shtick flesh, and everything is burning hot, so that's tzliya. So tzliya we pass can ask as kedei netila. All of a sudden over here, the last line in the mechaber sifches, on page reishud aleph, he says the cheese only asks the flesh kedei klipa. Kedei klipa? We pass like the rosh is compromised. That malicha asks kedei klipa, and tzliya asks kedei netila. This is tzliya. A slab of cheese fell on a broiling piece, a burning hot piece of flesh. This is still tzliya. Everything is burning hot is tzliya. Should aser at least kedei netila? So the rosh to the shach quotes from Achrayim and Lamed Beis. If cut Lamed Beis, he says can kasher Rabbeinu Yochanan b'shem Mari that gvina is not mavliya so much. Gvina is only nivla kedei klipa. Everything is an exception to the rule. Then it's if Zion is an exception to the rule, the bliya goes kedei kuloi. And if Ches is an exception to the rule, it doesn't even go. But there's no duch keres hakinah. Doesn't even go kedei netila. So everything is strange. So the shach and the way the shach writes this pshat in chav zayin, sivkot in chav zayin, that's what he repeats again later in tzadik vav. In tzadik vav, sivkot in dalit in the shach. That's page reishu dalit amid aleph in the normal edition, standard edition. Half of the students have a different edition than the new year edition. I don't have the pages for that. So the Shach and Sadik Bob Sivkot and Dalid writes, he's repeating again what he wrote here in Chav Zayin. When do you have this Chumrah that the Duch Gidah Sakina, if you're cutting with a trefa knife, you're cutting with a Melechig knife, a burning hot steak, so the Bliya goes Kedei Kula, that's Duch Gidah Sakina with the Resicha. But if Duch Gidah Sakina with a Dovah Charif, then it doesn't go Kedei Kula, then it only goes Kedei Klipa. Because the Mechaber writes the famous Kedei Netila, here, the third line of the Mechaber. If you cut with a tray for a knife, or you cut with a milchig knife, so the bilay only goes Kedei Netila. So the Shach writes in Dalet, why the Dover is Machmas Charifus, and a Yosi Yosi Min Kedei Netila. Where does it ask a Yosi Min Kedei Netila? That if it's a Dover Raseach, if Basar Raseach Shechot Tabasak and Chalevis, then a Duch Kedei Sakinim, it's Sirif with the Resiche, so the bilay goes Kedei Kula. So the Shach in the middle of Chav Zayin, and Sarek Dalet in the middle of Chav Zayin, when he raises this question, what's going on? He gives this answer. So that's the basic answer that he gives. Then he makes a suggestion for Od Yishleimer. Maybe it's not so. Maybe the reason why this is a quote from the Rishonim. This Siv Zayin that you cut with a milchig knife a burning hot steak. So that's his Kedei Kula. Maybe he's talking because the burning hot steak is very schmaltzy. So it's a Dovah Shamin. So the Gemara said, if you have a Dovah Shamin, so the Bliya goes Kedei Kula. Maybe that's why. But if it wouldn't be such a Dovah Shamin, maybe the Mechaber never meant to make an exception to the rule. See if Ches is the favorite an exception to the rule. The Gvina is only Nivla Kedei Klipa. It should have been Kedei Netila because the Mamash Tzli. So that he says that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim quotes the Ri, that's an exception to the rule of Hakel. But here in Chav Zayin, he's not so sure. There in Sivkot and Dalet, Sadvav's Kot and Dalet, he's assuming that that is the Chilik. The Dovah Charif, the Bli only goes Kedei Netila. And over here by Raseach, it goes Kedei Kula. But he says, Adi Yishlam, maybe it's not true. Maybe Duchir is Akina with Raseach also only goes Kedei Netila. Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. Maybe the reason why he's going Kedei Kula is because it's a Dovah Shamin. And even if it doesn't seem to be a Dovah Shamin, but we all know that the Ramah made a Chumra that we're always Machma, ain't on a Bikim. Ain't on a Bikim. So that's Inami, he suggests. That's the Shach of Zayin. Inami Marisha, Dovah Shammah, Dovah Shal Shammah, because Atom HaChaber, always about Shishim, it goes Kedei Kula. He's not so sure of that Fiddish, that the Duch Yidah Sakina, or the Dovah Raseach, that it goes Kedei Kula. Okay. That's what we learned yesterday. We finished Tarek Dalet. We just left out these few pointers. Tzadikei is the famous din of not by not by teir. That's the Gemara. Not by not by teir is muta. So the Mechaber doesn't accept the Rivon b'shem Rashi, who distinguished between Olu and Nizbashlo. The Mechaber writes, Dom shen Nizbashlo shen Itzlu. It's all the same thing. Itzlu is all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference, Olu and Nizbashlo. The Ramah, then the Beit Mechaber goes again, Beit shen Nizbashlo, it's not banat, even I did Bishal, even I did Tzli. Then the Ramah comes in Siv Beit, and he says, Yesh machmir b'tzli Bishal, esen, esen tam, and esen tam. That's the Rivon b'shem Rashi. Yeah, how did the Ramah pass them? So he says, the meaning of Lechatchila is lesser, but the Yevid is Muta B'cholinyan. What do you mean Lechatchila lesser, but the Yevid is Muta B'cholinyan? So the Shach says, what it means is, if I Dogmishin is Bashlu in a Fleshig pot, so Lechatchila you have to eat it with Fleshigs, you shouldn't eat it with Milchigs. But the Yevid means that if I already mixed it with the milk, that's how the Shach says, or b'di'evad, and it's cut in Gimel on page 422, b'di'evad mutter, what does it mean? In Nasan b'kutach, if he put it in already, if he mixed it, then it's called b'di'evad. Doesn't mean b'di'evad, it's dogma shen b'ashlo, it's b'ashlo b'gedev shal basa. No, it's b'ashlo b'gedev shal basa, l'chatchid, you shouldn't eat it with milchik. B'di'evad means if he mixed it in with the milk already, so the alternative is to throw it out, so that's how he's b'di'evad. What is the Mechaber hold? Mechaber holds even Mutter L'chatchila. What do you mean Mutter L'chatchila? So the Shach says in Gimel, Mechaber doesn't mean to say it's Mutter L'chatchila to cook the fish in a fleshy pot planning to eat it with milchiks. No, Mechaber holds that L'chatchila he agrees with us. Mechaber just meant to say, Dogen Shin is Bashlo B'gdei Rishad Basar. So it's Mutter now, but yeah, but if he did it already, it's Mutter L'chatchila to eat it with milchiks. But even the Mechaber would agree. אבל לבשל מה תחתכילה בגדר של בוסי, כדי לא יוכל מקוט, אתה יכול לעשות אפילו לדעת על מחבר את הסיוסה. כן קוסה לסמק, והגוס מים מלי ורבין ורוח, and he says, all of you should say like that. Even the מחבר agrees that it's us. Yeah. So what is the Ramah Paskin again? לחתכילה we're machma like the Rivon, that even if you cook the dogen shen is bashlo, shen nitzkel בגדר של בוסר, you're not permitted to mix it with milk, but even if you mix it with milk, then b'di'evad it's mutter, because b'di'evad we really don't paskin like the Rivon. The Shach and Dalai quotes the Marshal, who distinguishes between nitzlu and his bashlu. If it's nitzlu, it says mamish not bar not directly. The nitzlu means that the dogim are sitting on a broiler that's a fleshy broiler. So that's not bar not ayidei tzliya. So ayidei tzliya is even b'di'evad. If you mixed it in with milk, it's going to be also b'di'evad. You have to throw it out. The only thing the Mashal does make with b'di'evad is Nizbashla, because Nizbashla is going to be anat barnat barnat, like Tesis said. This Siv Beis was the Tesis. The Tesis Siv Beis on Simon Tzadikei. That Tesis said that's anat barnat barnat. You have the fleshig bli and the derf mehakli. The fleshig bli goes into the water, then it goes from the water into the dogim. Dogim shen Nizbashla. So it's anat barnat barnat. So that's what Tesis said. Even if you all like the Rivon, that anat barnat. Not barnat, even Ayde Bishal would be mutas. Every case of Nizbashlo is always by definition a not barnat barnat, because it goes to the water. So that's the Marshal is machma like that in Dalit, but that's against the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say like that. Yeah. This whole din of not barnat is all on the assumption that the pot is rechutza yofa. That the kedera is clean, that there is no bien. If you have bien, so it's not a nois and tam, then it's a bien. So do you have the right to assume that a stam kedera is clean, or do you have to assume that a stam kedera has shamnunis alponim? So by the sakinim, we assume, by the simen about dovachorp, the next simen, so Rashi and Tosfos keep on assuming a sakin usually has shamnunis alponim. They don't usually wash it off well. Masheni keni kedera, that's the first shach. So he says, the Shach writes, you shouldn't be misled from the way the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph in Tzadikei. Dogen shen nizbashlo b'shnotz b'gedera shel basar v'chutza yofo. I know for sure that it was bashlo. Sounds like if you don't know one way or the other, then you have to be concerned that there's going to be bien on the surface. He says, no, that's not what it means. Lav no ena kol shen nizbashlo b'shnotz b'gedera shel basar that there's shum and dovik bien. That's only a din by a sakin. Sakinim in the days of the Gemara, apparently they didn't wash off the sakinim well. So the sakinim would always have bien on the surface, but whenever you're talking about a kedera that was, I already finished having all the soup and I washed it out, we assume the kedera is going to be naki. Yeah. Then you have, what's the definition here? The shakan vav is very important. It just gives you the definition over here. What's the chiluk between olu, dogm sh'olu, b'gdeiru shal basa, and dogm sh'nizbashlu b'gdeiru shal basa? What's olu, what's nizbashlu? So the shak quotes from the Beis Yosef, from all the achronim, the definition of olu means if one is hot, one is cold. And nizbashlu means that they're both hot. It doesn't necessarily mean that I was mevashel a dogim on this broiler. If the broiler is burning hot and the dogim are burning hot, and I take the dogim and I put them on the broiler, and I'm not being mevashel, and that's also called nizbashlo. If shneim chamim, that's called nizbashlo. If one is cham, one is tainin, then it's called olu. So that's relevant for the rivon. It's relevant for the rivon. It's relevant for the mechaber also. The shach and gimel said that the lechatchila, the mechaber also agrees that you're not allowed al yidei bishul, you're not allowed al lechatchila. Do it al dasken. So let's say this Ramah in the beginning of Siv Beis, the Ramah says lechatchila lechoshish for the rivon shita, that not by not al yidei bishul, it doesn't have the status of not by not. So how far do we go with being machmer? So if you have dogim shen is bashul b'gdei bishul basar, I cook the dogim in a fleshik pot, so I'm not permitted to take those dogim and mix it with butter. I'm not allowed to put butter in it, I'm not allowed to put milk in it, and I shouldn't have milk at the same time. What about if I have, so the Ramah says, that's as far as the Chumrah goes, that you consider the dogim fleshig to the extent that you're not allowed to have it with milchig. However, the top line in Reish Yud Beis in the Ramah, that's the fifth line in this Ramah in Shiv Beis, Aval litnam b'kli shavahem mutav achatchila. But to take the fleshig dogim, why they fleshig? Because they were nizbashul b'gdei v'shal basa. To take them, I'm going to take it with my fingers, let's say, and I'll put it on a milchig plate. So, a hot fleshig piece of fish on a milchig plate. So the Ramah says that's mutar. Litnam b'kli shalem is mutar l'chatchila. So this is the shaila. What does he mean? He means that I can do either iri also. I can pour iri is mavli or maflet because iri is mevashel. I can pour it from the frying pan. Dogm shenitzlo b'kedevish al basar. Then I pour it straight from the frying pan onto the milchik plates. Mamish iri. So he's matter that too. So that's where the shach starts off. L'chayra mashma. The shach said cut nay. That's a very important shach. L'chayra mashma. That he means to say afilo ayde iri is also mutter. But then he raises the question, why should it be mutter? But iri is mavashal kadei klipa, so the bliya from the fleshig fish is going to go into the milchig plate. So it's going to make the milchig plate straight. If a machmer, if a choshish fanat banat ayde tzlias, isn't going to make the milchig plate straight. So one can interpret the Ramah, that's okay. The Ramah just means the fish won't become treif. The plate will become treif. But he said, that's ridiculous. So which Meshuggah is going to want to do that? He's going to pour the fleshige fish on top of the milchig plate. The plate is going to become treif. He says, the fifth line is, no, that's ridiculous. So what's the pshat? So he says, maybe means, below iri. Maybe means below iri. If it's either iri or not. Then he says, it's unclear, and the perhaps the Pashta says, he wants to quote Mekoris, and the Pashta says, Afila de Irui, it's also Mutter. Ay hayitochen, why should it be Mutter? So he says, because the whole thing is a Chumr in the first place, that you machmer for the Rivon. Nikra, then we don't pass like the Rivon. And Irui the Machlek is also for the Irui Asas. Not all the Rishonim agreed. We pass in Irui Asas today, Klipa. But not all the Rishonim agree to that. The Gemara says, "Ademeka lebola." The Gemara says, when you're pouring irui, so the thing that you're pouring is bolea from the bottom thing. It doesn't say that it asks the bottom thing. It doesn't say. So since the difference datum lahakel, so maybe the whole chumra to be choshes for the rivon doesn't apply even on the irui. So that's what he quotes on the last line, and Sivkot Nehe Shuv Matzasi, and the Shuvas Masas Binyamin. Fasa Kane, that Afilai de Irui is also room to be Mekel, and he writes to Kala Machmasa and Alaman Amasmir. He says, you're not Mechuyif to be Machmas so much like the Rivan. Otherwise, Mikra Din Rami, we don't really hold like the Rivan. So just the question, how far are we going to be Machma like the Rivan? But the Eved, we don't Paschal like him. We don't accept the Rivan, that like the Bishul is worse. So the Shad, how far Lechatchila? So that's what many hold, Afilai de Irui is also Mutter. So that's the Pilpul and the Shach. See, Gimel, we learned the Taisvus. See, what we did was, we went through all the Gemara with the Taisvus that's going to be quoted in Yerid Day, and now we're chazing for Abchina. So this is Chazar. That's why it's so fast. Because we discussed everything the last 3 weeks. So Siv Gimel is 2 days in Taisvus. The Machlek is the Mechaba and the Ramah is the 2 days in the Taisvus. When the Gemara says, not by not is Mutter, so what does it mean, not by not is Mutter? But the Dom Shem is Bashlo Big Day Rishal Bosa. I cooked the fish in a fleshig pot, so the fleshig blia in the pot goes into the fish, and it landed, and it's sitting there in the fish, and it's still kosher. So it landed already, and it's a not by not. Forget about the rivon with Ayde Bishul. Mechaber doesn't hold like the rivon. It's a not by not, and the tam sheni is lahatera. The tam sheni of the basar, the tam rishon of the basar is in the kedera, and then it goes into the fish, and it's still lahatera. So there's no problem. So the Mechaber quotes from the Taisus, what if I have fleshig dishes and melachig dishes, they're all clean, but they were sitting out all year long and they're very dusty. Let's have Pesach digger dishes, they're in the basement, and they all got dirty. But there's no chametz on them. There's no food on it. These are fleshig, these are melachig. There's no food, it's just that it's dusty, so I want to wash them all off. Is it permissible to wash them in a dishwasher at the same time? Is a shiloh of not by not, because the fleshig bliya, well, that's ain't a ben yomo. Okay, from last year's Pesach Ligadish is ain't a ben yomo. So we'll get to that soon. Okay, what's the din of ain't a ben yomo? So that's the next line in the Ramah. So let's say it would be ben yomo. Let's say it would be ben yomo. I want to wash fleshig dishes, milchig dishes, bevasachas. So the bliya from the fleshig dishes is going to go from the dish into the water. It lands in the water, it's mutter. The bliya from the milchig dish is going to go into the water, lands in the water, it's mutter. So that's tam sheni lehetera, tam sheni lehetera. And then later on they're going to join together, so that's already a not by not the hetera. So that's what the Mechaber says. And then the Ramah says, no, we're not so convinced that that's what's going to happen. If you eat, Tosfos gave two cases. You're either washing fleshig dishes, clean fleshig dishes in a milchig pot, a big milchig pot, or you're washing fleshig milchig dishes together at the same time. So the Mechaber says it's all not banat, there's no problem. And the Ramah quoted, no, if you're washing fleshig dishes in a milchig pot, maybe the fleshig dish will touch the wall of the pot, so maybe the bliya will go directly from one into the other. There's going to be tam sheni liyisura. When the tam goes from the fleshig dish into the milchig pot, the tam sheni doesn't have a chance to land. It already becomes straight before it lands. And the milchig pot, the bliya is going to go from the pot directly into the plate. That was the Shaila, the Mechaber, the 2 days in Taisus. The rule is Ein Kli Balei Mekli Balei Reitev. See, that was the Gemara of the Zohar, the first pair that we learned. So the Shaila is, if you have a Reitev, so how does it go? The Bliya goes from the first Kli into the Reitev, then it goes from the Reitev into the second Kli. So it's not Banat Banat. Or should I say no? The Bliya, if you have a little Reitev, then there's a concern, maybe the Bliya goes directly from Kli A into Kli B. If it goes directly from Kli A into Kli B, so then it's Tam Shein in the Yisur. So that's what the Ramah is choshish for that. Maybe the Bliya goes directly from Kli A into Kli B. Mechaber holds no, it doesn't go like that. Bliya goes into the right of then from the right of into the second Kli. So that's already not Barnat Lahatera, so it can't become Osa. And what the Nami, if he's washing fleshy dishes, milchy dishes, Barasachas, in a par of a pot, in a neutral pot, so the Mechaber holds all not Barnat. What's the problem? The Ramah is choshish for this far that Taisa says, maybe when the fleshy bliya floats into the water, the milchig bliya is going to float into the water, maybe they'll bump into each other before they had a chance to relax and rest. You have to have tam sheni lehetera. The tam rishon goes from the kli into the water, and then it starts swimming around a little bit, and then it's relaxing, so that's not banat lehetera. It landed, and it's still mutter, and then it can become osa. But when it's niflat from the fleshy dish into the water, from the milchig dish into the water, it could be that the two tamim are going to bump into each other, and right away it will become osa. So that's what the Ramah is choshish for, that other opinion it is. There's the Ramah in Siv Gimel, the top line of 424. Because it's called, it's not called not banat neter. Fine. So on this Chumras Ramah in Siv Beis, when the Ramah says lechatchila b'choshish for not banat neibishol the Rivam Shita, so then he says this of course is only if everything everything is a ben yomo. And everything is a bliyah b'kli rishon, but if it's going to be a bliyah b'kli sheni, so we pass in kli sheni and mevasha se kli sheni doesn't make treif either. Or let's say it's going to be an einu ben yomah. The einu ben yomah doesn't make treif, so there's no problem. So that's what he says. Chayin, the third line in the Ramah. Chayin emhoya kli sheni is bashlu on nitzlebo livgam shalohay ben yomah. It's a kli sheni ben yomah. So kli sheni ben yomah, there's no problem. There's no din of not banat aydei bishul. There's nothing to be mach. Ein ben yom, there's no problem. So this is the shaila. What does this mean? What is that line in the Ramon? So what does the Bi'ur HaGro write? In Yud, ki haigavna after shalisa mut. If you have a treifah kli, ein ben yom, it doesn't make osa. Mosh kosa taizbar by the zor. The Gemara says, and the left half an hour is on Amin Aleph, I involve Amin Aleph. So the Gemara asks, a cliche in Amin Yama, lo esot tevuk dera bas yama. So it doesn't make trade. The Gemara says, no, elam yata, tishtari. So use every trade for cliche in Amin Yama. The Gemara says, no, it's a gzera in Amin Yama, at Amin Yama. So the Tosh says, the gzera in Amin Yama, at Amin Yama is only lachatchila, that you're not allowed to cook in the gdera shen Amin Yama. We wouldn't say that even b'dyevet it asses. So what's the chilek? Why is it doesn't ask it b'dyevet? The Tosh said, lechatchili not allowed to cook in a kli she'ein a ben yomo because the tchilas ablia was l'shvach. When I cooked the chazer in the pot 2 days ago, so the bli of the chazer in the pot was l'shvach because it sat there for 24 hours, so it became nosen tam levgam. But now, if I cook kosher soup in the treifa pot that's ein a ben yomo, so the tchilas ablia of the treifas into the soup is tchilas ablia levgam. Tchilas ablia levgam nechachamim whenever it goes. So that's the Taisus that the Gro is referring to. Bikagavtam Shalai Shalisa Mutter, Kmosha Kasva Taisus, the last half an hour is Zara. And whenever the Tchilas Adliyas have come, there isn't even a Chumram in the Rabbanim. There isn't even a Chumram in the Rabbanim. So he says, even if it would have been a Trefa Kli, it wouldn't ask any men Yom. It's a Mela, if it's a Kosher Kli, but it's a Tera, of course it doesn't ask a Bidi Yevid. There's a Hadamah Pashad like that. And then he writes, V'af the Bira Groyud, V'af the Gedera Ein Osa Lechatchila Sheina Ben Yomo Ela Mishum Gzera Otu Ben Yomo. The whole Lechatchila you're not allowed to cook in Eina Ben Yomo is Gzera Rabban Otu Ben Yomo Masheina Ken Kan V'af Ben Yomo Muta Medina Kanal. So you get the impression, or the mistaken impression, one or the other, you get the impression from the Bira Groyud, you get the distinct impression that the Vilna Gaon is saying that the Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo Ata Ben Yomo was never instituted by not the Hetera Aydei Bishon. We just discussed yesterday and 2 days ago, we were discussing the Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo Ata Ben Yomo is a Gzeira de Rabbanon. So what if the whole pot is only treif from the Rabbanon? I cooked some treifas from the Rabbanon in the pot. So maybe that should be called the Gzeira Le Gzeira. If you have a cliche Eina Ben Yomo, which was only treif because of an Issa de Rabbanon. So there's a one-line shach where the Yeridea quotes later in Hilchas Taruz. Yeridea says a cliche in a minyami, you're not allowed to use to cook kosher food. So he says loishna, that was balei isa deraisa, loishna balei isa derabbanon does make a difference in us. So on the side of the Yeridea, the Gilyam Ashor of Shlaim Eger refers you to Chulis Nani Biuda, he disagrees with the shach. He thinks that it's not correct based on the Gemara Shtikul Tarnik Marnav Yizar. He says no. If it's only treif from the Rabbanon, then you don't make a gzeira any ben yom at miyam, but that's a gzeira l'gzeira. It's only a gzeira if it was usur, if it had a bli asisur, and isur deraisa. So we follow the shach, we don't follow Nari Biyud. But then we had yesterday, the other day we had a shach in Kuf Yutes, the second chelik yardei, where the shach says, when is there a gzeira any ben yom at miyam? If it's at least the isur that was nivle, it's at least an isur deraisa and isur derabbanon. What if it's only a minig? Has a belief of kidneys, has a belief of some in Europe, they used to have different parts of Europe, some ate certain chedim and others didn't eat, and those that didn't eat, it was only mitam minig, it was medina. So if you have something that's only us mitam minig, then you don't make exeirein ben yom, bata ben yom. So that's what you get the impression from the Bi'ur HaGro over here in the end of Yud. He says, we really don't paskin like the Rivon. V'haray, but here, but we paskin is mutter. So not banate heterai de bishul is really mutter migadeh. We're machmer like a minik. We're machmer mita minik to be choshe shlachat chile, mishum kvoda shalara Rivon v'machmer. So that's like an isa mita minik. So you shouldn't have exeir ene ben yom otem yom. Should be mutter lachat chile to use a milche kli she'eno ben yomo. I take it back. Not. See, the Shach said in Gimel, even the Mechaber, who doesn't hold like the Rivon at all, agrees that l'chatchila to cook the fish in a fleshik pot al das to eat it with milk, even the Mechaber agrees that that's us. So let's leave out that case, l'chatchila. But let's say I cooked some part of a vegetable soup, I have a can of vegetable soup, I cook it in a fleshik pot. I didn't realize I cooked in a fleshik pot. Is it mutter l'chatchila to pour it now in a milchik bowl and to pour in milk? So the Ramos says not banatay de bishay not allowed to do it. But what if the fleshik pot was an ena ben yomo? I cooked a part of the soup in a fleshik pot ena ben yomo. So the simpler reading of the Bi'ur HaGro, the last line of Yud, is that now it's even mutter l'chatchila. An ena ben yomo to ben yomo is a gzera that only goes, but it's really yoser. It's not really yoser. It's like an isa mitaminik. So you don't go so far. That's the simple reading of the Bi'ur HaGro. That's what Rabbi Felder has in his little sefer in English. Aaron Felder claims that Ramosha Feinstein said like that, that it's mutter l'chatchila. If it's not banat ayde bishul, and it's a cliche in minyam, it's mutter l'chatchila. And they have tarumas against Rabbi Felder. Some claim that maybe Ramosha never said it. I don't know, Felder was there by Ramosha all day and all night. It's hard to say that Ramosha never said it. So the others don't like Rabbi Felder, so they think they don't believe that Ramosha said it, because the Chochma Sodom quotes from the Issa Vehet of the Feirish Natsal. Against this mashma is from the Bi'ur HaGro. The Bi'ur HaGro is mashma exactly like that. The Ein of the Yom Atam and Yom wasn't instituted here, because it's only also mitam chumra. It's like a minig, like the Shach said by a minig. But that's the Chochma Sodom quotes the Issa Vehet of the Feirish Natsal. That even if it's Einu Miyam al-Khatchid, you shouldn't do it. But yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. Then the Ramo adds on, starting from the letter Yud Aleph of the Grob, Chozek Shamachal Einu Dabachar, when we said if the Kli is Einu Miyamo, it doesn't make Treit B'diyevet, it doesn't make Melchik B'diyevet, that's only if the thing that you're cooking is not a Dabachar. What if the thing you're cooking is a Dabachar? So that's the showing the next sim in Tzadik Vav. Then in Tzadik Vav, we have all the Chumas of Dabachar. We went through all the five different Chumas. The one of the chumras that we're machma for was the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that if you cut a cord shel chiltis with a kli she'ena ben yomo, you cut cord shel chiltis with a kli, with a knife she'ena ben yomo, so the even though the treifis is ena ben yomo, the chiltis is mechabi le neshach because of davar chort. The Tosfos in Chulin was mesupik, is that only chiltis because chiltis is very sharp? Or should I say that it even applies to Shuman and Tzolim and all the other things also? There's a Shach right there that we're Machmar and all of these things. The Shach and Tzadik Vav says. Shach and Tzadik Vav, Sivkot Nuvav, on page Reishu Dalet Amad Amad. He says, V'chein Das Kol Achreinim, that it doesn't make a difference. K'mam Kod Shol Chisim, V'chein Das Kof Yud Dalet Siv Yud, V'chein Mashma, Ein L'chilik Ben Yom, Ein Ben Yom, Nogim Echol Mili, not only by chiltus, but machma and everything. So it doesn't make any difference.
Right. Yeah. According to the Chai Adam, what would he be machma lachila to put cheese on? He wouldn't allow even putting cheese on.
Yeah. If I cooked a part of a vegetable soup in a fleshik pot, so the Ramo says you're permitted to put the vegetable soup into a milchik bowl. And the Shach says, maybe even Ida Irui, but are you allowed to mix in milk? So the Ramah says, you're not allowed to mix in milk, but what if the fleshik pot was Ena Ben Yomo? So then the Chacham Sodom quotes the Mefurish, when he said the Hetta, you're not allowed to mix in milk. Not allowed to mix in milk. You're allowed to put it into a milchik bowl, but you're not allowed to mix in the milk.
He's not talking about the cook with Hatila, but once you already cooked the parva, so then you could put on milk?
I don't think so. I think he goes, you're not allowed to mix in the milk. Because to cook lechatchila in a fleshik pot al das to mix in milk, That's what the Shach writes in Gimel, that even the Mechaba holds that that's also. That's Medina, that that's also. So the, you can't say any Ben Yomo at the Ben Yomo doesn't apply because it's only a Chumrah. The Shach said that's not a Chumrah, that's Medina. But the Rivon, that's a Chumrah. Varai that the Ramah says that B'Yevit does Nasa. So the whole Rivon is, as far as we're concerned, is only a Chumrah. But then the Goyen says, Eina ben yom batam yom, doesn't apply for just a chumra, just a minig. So here the Ramah writes, this kula that we just said, that if you have a nat banat and an Eina ben yom, leave out the whole nat banat. The kula of Eina ben yom, it doesn't apply to Dov HaChorev, that's what it says in the next simen. That's one of the five chumras of Dov HaChorev. But then he says, in order to be considered Dov HaChorev, that's the last two lines in the Rama. Mekomakom la mikri davacharif. It's probably a mistake. We should say loy mikri. It says loy mikro. The last two lines. La mikri, Michael, davacharif. If it only has ma tablan shibo, if it's rubai, rubai kakula, if it's rubai, the harif is, then it's called the davacharif. Then the Rama says also here, a davacharif is either, if you cook a davacharif, if you cook soup that's a davacharif, in a kli sheina ben yomo, so it's mishabile the shvach, or if I take a treifa knife or a milchig knife that's sheina ben yomo and I cut a davacharif with it, so it's also sheina ben yomo, even though the knife is sheina ben yomo, I have a duchki v'sakina with the davacharif, it's mishabile the shvach. Or he says if ni tablan shenidocha b'madach shalbasa, that's the mechaber in the next simon quotes that the Gemara talks about davacharif with the duch kiddush sakina with cutting, that's davacharif. The mechaber writes in Siv Gimel and Sadi Vav, that's page Resh Tasvav Amid Aleph. The mechaber writes tablish in duch ben medochah shol basar ben yomo also liyachla mechala ben emre machma even ena ben yomo yeshem afil ena ben yomo. That's the chumra. That's the mechaber and the Ramah keep on going back and forth. The chumra of chiltis that even it's ena ben yomo. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah churfin mechal yalei l'shvach. So Mechaba holds only by Chiltus, and Ramah keeps on saying that it even applies to a Bliya and a Kli, and it even applies to Shard, Varm, Harif, and Mosa. So the Mechaba gives this example. It doesn't have to be Duchki the Sakina Davke by sticking in a fork into it or cutting with a knife. If it's a Modoch where you're crushing, so crushing is also called Duchki the Sakina. So that's what the Ramah repeats again over here on page Reish Yud Beis. The Ramah, in the middle of Siv Beis, writes, if Dochu Tavzim and Modoch Shal Basar, even though it's Eina Ben Yom, a Tavlan is a Dovacharif, so Dovacharif, there's no Kula, Eina Ben Yom. Okay. So that we know. So Sid Gimel, we also know the 2 days in Tosis, the Mechaber is Mako. If you wash the Fleshig Dilchshis in a Melchig washing pan, so the Mechaber holds that it's not by Nata Hetera, or if you wash Fleshig Melchig dishes, the Vasachas, with water that's a Kleish, and also the Mechaber is Mako, and the Rabbah is Machal, like the other opinion in Tosis. Unless one of the kelim is Eina Ben Yomo, no beis mendoch. That's the repeat from the Ramah and Siv Beis. If one of the kelim is Eina Ben Yomo, so then Eina Ben Yomo does not submit yet. But then the Ramah writes after the letter Yud Dalet of the Shach, after the letter Yud Zayin of the Grava Hamayim Nogim Behem Isa Lachatchila. The Shulchan Aruch here is talking that case of Tesis. I'm washing fleshig and milchig dishes at the same time simultaneously. If I wash them, Zeh Hazeh, it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the one that I washed first, so the bliya, the milchig bliya came from the dishes into the water, it landed in the water, it sits there in the water, pratik, it's sitting there, and then I take out all the fleshig dishes and I put in the milchig dishes. So the fleshig bliya already landed, it's already not by not the hetera. So now when the milchig bliya goes in, for sure it's not going to asa. The only time that Amor thinks that it's also, the other day in Tosis is, if you're washing the both dishes simultaneously, so then you're concerned, maybe that both bliyas are going to bump into each other with vasachas before either of them had a chance to land. But if it's bezach hazeh, so the bliya that came out first already landed. So then the Ramah says, Bamed Ramamurim, that we follow this second opinion of Tosfos, that if the both fleshy and milchig dishes are both bnei yamim. What if one of the sets of dishes is an Eina Ben Yomo? So Eina Ben Yomo does nasa, so the Shain said there's no problem. Eina ben yomo does naser b'di'evet. L'chatchila eina ben yomo is aser. Gzeir eina ben yomo ata ben yomo. L'chatchila it's aser. B'di'evet it does naser. So we already know from Tosis what's the secret. What's the chilek between l'chatchila b'di'evet? The Tosis said l'chatchila to cook in a treifa pot eina ben yomo tchilas adliya was l'shvach. But if I cook kosher soup and the tray for pate and a menyomo, so the tchilas ablia was levgam. When it came in the beginning, tchilas ablia was levgam, so that's why it's muta b'dieved. So here the Ramah has a different twist. Not the way Tyson said, tchilas ablia l'shvat, tchilas ablia levgam. The Ramah is saying a different word, leaving out the heads of Tyson. L'chatchile ein ben yomah is exer ein ben yomah at ben yomah, but it never goes a b'dieved. It's not going like Tyson has been. So he says like this, what if you cooked fleishik and melchik dishes, you wash flesh and milk dishes with vasachas in a dishwasher. They were all clean. They just had dust on them, but they had no food on them. And one of the sets of dishes was ein minyom. So to go say that the dishes became treif, does it be the evit? So ein minyom does not be the evit. But to say that the water became treif, big deal. So you pour out the water, you get new water. So since water, that's how the Shach explains you dalit. It's only water. That's what the Bi'ur HaGra writes also. That since it's only water, and Yud Zayin, the Loshayich the Mayim v'Di'evet, Hatkim Mivashal Lachatchila B'Gdei Shalisa Sheni Ben Yom. Since Lachatchila Nemeinik Zayinah Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. The truth of the matter is that according to the way Tosfos said the Hesber, it depends by the Tchilas Habliel Shvach, Tchilas Habliel of Gam. So here is tchilas abliel of gam in the water, so it should be hatagomer. But the Ramah here is quoting these achrayim. Who is he quoting over here? Torah Chasha is b'shem Isa the Heter. He's quoting Isa the Heter, Rabbi Yoina Ashkenazi. So the Isa the Heter has a different word, not like Tosfos. Does depend tchilas abliel of gam. Lechatchila ena ben yom is also, but it's muta. So mayim is always called lechatchil. Water is not so expensive. Today water is mamish inexpensive, mamish free. But even in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, that the water, they didn't have running water. They had to go draw water from the well. It wasn't that expensive. So that's called l'chatchila. So you're not mata the mayim. Hamayim dogem emisa l'chatchila. Then the shayla is, what if you have fleishig and milchig dishes, and I pour irui, I pour burning hot water on one going into the other. So here is mevashel kadei klipa. Here is mablia kadei klipa. So should I be concerned over here that the blia came out of the fleishig dish, i.e. the irui, and then it went into the milchig dish before it had a chance to rest, before it had a chance to relax, according to the Ramah? So the Ramah says, come on, that's too much of a chumrah. So that we would understand if the Ramah would be talking about. Irui on fleishig and melchig dishes, that there's no bien at all. But the Ramah says, the last line on page 424, going over to the top line on Reish Yud Gimel, the im ira mikli rishon shal basar al kli chalav dina ki kli rishon ve oiser im hoya ben yom anachamal. Im ira mikli rishon shal basar. He cooked water. No, not cooked water. He cooked, fleishiks, I think. What is he, I forgot already what he's cooking here. He's pouring. Again. Let's see the second line in Reish Yud Gimel. Avlam ira mayim roschim. He's pouring water. Sheinim shel basa v'lo shel chol. Pouring parva water. Al kelim shel basa v'shel chol v'yachad. Apilu shilman dovek behem. Even if there's fleishik shmalz on the fleishik plate, then I pour burning hot water on the shmalz in the and it rolls over to the milchik plate. So he says, Hakol shori. The ain iri kikli vishim mamish yasur shakelim shemar aleim yivlu zemizet. So the Shach says, wow, what is this all about? How can that be? Iri, we paskin iri is asus kadei klipa. So how does he say over here that it's mutter? If he would be talking about fleishig and milchik dishes that are both clean and there's no bien at all, then I would understand. You can say the Shasa, you can say the Svar, that Ira only does one thing at a time. It could be maflit, or it could be mavli. I can't do maflit to mavli bevasachas. Here, I pour the burning hot water on the clean kli chalav. It's going to be maflit the tam from the milchik clay. Then it's going to be mavli at that tam into the fleishik clay. So it'd be maflit, mavli kachas. That's how Mishanim say no. But here he's talking that the shmaltz, the shuman tuach alpana. So why don't you say that Ira is mavli in the kli? So this is a new svar. It's easier to be mavliya into an oichel than it is to be mavliya in a kli. So the Ramah holds a kula that iri only asks into food. Iri doesn't ask into a kli. So that's what the Shach is not so thrilled about this kula of the Ramah. He's not so convinced that we should follow this. He says it could be that the Rishonim who said, I think he has it over here, the Rishonim who said this, it could be that they hold that Iri never asks. But we don't hold like that. We hold that Iri does asks. So he's the Shach in Chof is not happy about the kula of the Ramah. But he would have only said, let's say I have a treifas sink. The tenants in the apartment before me had treifas. And I'm gonna wash kosher dishes. Usually it's gonna be Ein Binyomo. Ein Binyomo is not gonna make treif anyway. Let's say Echitimtze. Let's say not. I myself just poured burning hot milk on the sink. I cooked some milk and it burnt. So I poured out all the milk on the bottom of the sink. And the sink has a bli of milk Binyomo. I washed out the sink so there's no bien. And now I put a fleshik plate in the sink. So the water, burning hot water that comes out of the faucet is irik. It's not a clean mission, it's irik. So do you say irik is maflit the mavliya? Irik is going to take out the milchik bliya from the enamel of the sink. Then it's going to mavliya it into the fleshik pot. So that's what the shach says, bottom line, Allah Alamah says, irik is not maflit the mavliya, kachas. It doesn't do both. That's why Moshe has tshuvas about using a dishwasher for fleshik dishes, milchik dishes, bezach hazeh. So that's what he writes about, the burning hot water that's shooting all over the place. Let's say when you put the dishes on a rack, so if you're going to put the fleshik dishes on the same rack where you put the milchik dishes, they're going to be touching mamish. And then the fleshik dishes are touching the kedera that has the milchik bliya, then yomo. So that was the machlekes, the mechaba and the rabba, and kli, balem, kli, balei, reitiv, but you have reitiv. So you say the bliya goes from the kli to the reitiv, then it goes from the reitiv into the kli, so it's not banat, banat. Are they bishul that we make a law, the Ramor is machma like the taste? No, when it's right, it goes directly. So we're machma now. But let's say you have a different container for the fleshik dishes, a different container for the milchik dishes. So the only thing is, but the walls of the dishwasher will balay the fleshiks just 2 hours ago. So now you're going to have iri shooting hot, burning hot water, shooting all over the place. It's going to get out the fleshik bliya from the walls of the dishwasher, going to get it back into the milchik dishes. That's where Moshe quotes the shach, that Iri is not mafl mavliya ka'achas. Shaila, whether this kula of the shach, that it's not mafl mavliya ka'achas, that's only b'di'evid, or even on the level of heta goma lechatchila. That's the shaila. Okay, so maybe we'll continue tomorrow. I apologize for the delay. I'm going to turn this off.
What time is
shiur
tomorrow?
Five 5:45. What time is that? 10:45. 10:45.